Ah, greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello, and welcome back to the first episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the show where we explore one splendid, fantastic, and native English word at a time to make you sound like a true native speaker and a real pro. I'm Fraser.
And I'm Winston, your loyal linguistic bulldog and scholar of the Queen's English, though these days it's the King's English.
Oh yes, it certainly is the King's now, old chap. Now, today's word is dismiss. That's D-I-S-M-I-S-S. Dismiss.
Ah, dismiss. A wonderfully versatile verb, my dear listeners. It means to send someone away or to decide something is not worth considering.
Exactly. That is precisely correct. Here's how we use it in a sentence. The teacher dismissed the class at 3 o'clock. This means the teacher told the class they could leave. The lesson and school day had finished. Therefore, the teacher dismissed the class.
Or this: he dismissed her concerns as unimportant. Meaning, he said her concerns didn't matter. Rather rude, if you ask me.
Well, quite rude indeed, Winston. Here's a useful phrase with dismissing. Case dismissed. That's case dismissed. Now that's something a judge might say in a courtroom when they decide to close a case.
Case dismissed. Like when I tell Fraser we shan't discuss his karaoke skills ever again.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention, my friend.
You can stop, old boy. Save that for after the pub.
Okay, Winston, I can see I've caught you in a particularly bad mood today, old boy.
Anyway, back on topic, ladies and gents. Dismiss the fear of making mistakes when speaking English. Every error is simply a stepping stone to mastery, old chap.
Wise words. Wise words indeed. Now, to finish, I'm going to dismiss you from the podcast. Let you be free to listen to another episode of English with Fraser. What a brilliant, bright idea. Now, it's not just me that would dismiss you. A teacher could dismiss you. Okay, you are dismissed. Please leave. Your boss could dismiss you. Okay, the meeting has ended. I dismiss you all. Or even your grandmother could dismiss you. Although it's very unlikely your grandmother would say you are dismissed. She'd let you stay longer and feed you more food, more bread, more cakes, and make sure you don't leave her house until you've eaten your full.
And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.